بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد My most respected elders and dear brothers all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has brought us here together on this mubarak day يوم الجمعة This is a special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He says We have the Mubarak month of Ramadan, which is the leader of all the months. Like that we have Yawm al-Jum'ah, the leader of all the days. Allah Ta'ala has given special importance to this day, wherein Allah Ta'ala announces, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ O you who believe, when you are called for the Friday prayer, then hasten to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wazarul bay, and leave off all transactions, all buying and selling. Zalikum khairul lakum in kuntum ta'alamun, that is much better for you if you knew the reality. Likewise, my respected elders, the coming of Jummah is not a routine. The Monday to Friday, and back to Monday morning, not a routine. But these are special opportunities Allah Ta'ala gives us to gain His closeness and to increase our ibadat also. Jummah starts from Thursday evening after Maghrib. It is a very Mubarak night. And we are told to increasingly recite Darood and Salawat on our dear Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as much as possible, every day, but more so on a Friday. On a Friday, how we can increase our recitation of Darood and Salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the love of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man salla alayya wahidan sallallahu alayhi ashara. Whoever reads one Darood upon Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will send 10 rahmat over him. 10 sins are forgiven, and also 10 stages of his elevated in the akhirat. Plus, reading this darood with the muhabbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and making dua in our hearts that, Ya Allah, make me a true love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also following the mubarak practices of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which will lead me to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ Say, if you wish to gain the love of Allah, then follow Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will love you. And Allah will forgive you your sins. Say, if you wish to love Allah, then follow Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will love you. And Allah will forgive you your sins. So therefore, my dear brothers, this Friday is an occasion of increasing our love for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, increasing our Durood Sharif, increasing our du'as. On a Friday, after Asr Salat, person sits and reads the Durood Sharif 80 times. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin nabiyyil ummihi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. Allah will forgive 80 years of his sins. And write down for him also good deeds. Likewise, my dear brothers, on the day of Friday, there are special occasions for dua to be accepted also. Therefore, we increase our making of dua. There are special moments of acceptance, whether it is in the early part of Friday, before Jummah, after Jummah. The Imam sits for khutbah. You can make dua in your heart. Before Asr, after Asr, before Maghrib. Many times. We have to increase our dua also. Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, my dear brothers. Four things go hand in hand. Zikre Rasul, Fikre Rasul, Muhabbate Rasul, or Itaate Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just as we remember Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam by reciting Durood Sharif excessively, together with that comes the muhabbat of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam also. Sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhum loved Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam so much so at times some sahaba, when they were not in the company of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they became restless. And Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala and says he became munafiq. He came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and says that this is my condition. So sallallahu alayhi wasallam asking what happened, he says, Ya Rasulullah, when I'm in your company, I feel a different state of iman. And when I'm with my family, when I'm at home, I don't feel that same state of iman. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him something to the close meaning, that this iman fluctuates. If you remain in the same state of iman all the time, which you find in my company, then the malaika will come and make musafaha with you. So much they love to be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Muaz radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a great sahabi and companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And also, he was a great mufti also. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would give guidelines. He would read the Quran very well. So much so that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him that, Inni uhibbuka ya Muaz. Oh Muaz, I love you. And told him that, do not forget to read after every salat, Allahumma inni ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. Oh Allah, assist me in your remembrance. Oh Allah, assist me in making your shukr. And oh Allah, assist me in making my ibadat in the best possible way. Simple dua after every salat was brought to Hazrat Muaz radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahumma a'inni ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. Likewise, with all the muhabbat Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with Hazrat Muaz radiallahu ta'ala anhu, yet we find that many sahaba were sent out far and wide for the propagation of deen, to teach deen. And Hazrat Muaz radiallahu anhu was being sent off to Yemen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him something to the close meaning, that, O Muaz, possibly when you return, لَعَلَّكَ تَمُرُّ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. Possibly when you return, you may pass by my qabr. Can you imagine the emotional feelings on this statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which went through the heart of Hazrat Muaz radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who cried profusely. And yet we find that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him towards Yemen. Allah Rabbul Izzat, my dear brothers, loves the deen, and the effort for Allah's deen, and the sacrifices for Allah's deen, which Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum gave to the fullest, my dear brothers. We see the story of Hazrat Musab ibn Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a very wealthy lad. He used to wear the best garments, the best itar and perfume. If he passed by, they would say that nobody else can use this itar and perfume but Hazrat Musab ibn Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Yet we find that when he accepted Islam, his mother took away everything and chased him out of the house, and he stayed close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At times, Rasulullah saw him with the garments, with many patches on that garment. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mubarak eyes, tears came. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw these qualities in him, that 1 year before Hijrah, 1 year before Rasulullah making Hijrah to Madinah Pak, made his tashkeel, and sent him to Medina to pass on the message of Islam and to create an environment for the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And yet we find that in the Battle of Uhud, when his Sahaba became shaheed on some mistake, when the Sahabas were put onto the mountain pass, Jabal al-Rumat, and Khalid ibn Walid was not a Muslim at that time, later on accepted Islam, made a quick dash from the back. Many Sahaba became shaheed. Sayyid al-Shuhada, Hamza radiallahu anhu became shaheed, and Hazrat Usab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu also became shaheed. Imagine, my dear brothers, that a lad who had all the wealth, but in the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave everything. And at the same time, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent him to Medina to convey the message of Islam, to teach the people of Medina, he is ready to go. Up till today, my dear brothers, you will find that thousands of people go to this Mount Uhud, and at the foot of Mount Uhud, the Shuhada Uhud, the qabr of all the Sahaba who passed away at Uhud, in the Battle of Uhud, their qabr is there, and they come and make dua that, Ya Allah, reward the Sahaba who gave their sacrifices for the deen of Allah, whereby Allah's deen must spread from Medina into the four corners of the world. What I'm trying to say, my dear brothers, is that it was in the Sahaba that to go out and to sacrifice for Allah's deen. Alhamdulillah, many of you in these last few weeks have heard talks and encouragement for the ijtima that is coming up in Newcastle and to increase our sacrifice for Allah's deen. So that Allah's deen must prevail in the whole world. Allah Ta'ala's deen must come into our lives and all mankind's life, and especially in the Musliman in full. The lives of the Muslims, deen is required in full. This is the order of Allah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dukhulu fis silmi kaffa. O you who believe, come into Islam in full. Wala tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan. Do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. Don't take the side roads. Keep to the sirat mustaqim. And side by side, the effort of deen and the establish of deen was given to the ummah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we were talking about zikr rasul, extra darush sharif every day, minimum 100 times in the morning and evening. Fikr rasul and muhabbat rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam goes hand in hand. The concern which Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam had for the hidayat of mankind, and also the effort of deen that was passed on to the sahabas and to the tabi'een and then to the whole ummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam put the sahaba onto sacrifice for the sake of Allah's deen. So zikr-e-rasul, fikr-e-rasul, muhabbat-e-rasul, or itaat-e-rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, closely following the sunnah practices of Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam. Alhamdulillah, my dear brothers, in the istima, these four amal which you carry on in the masjid of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is highlighted. Dawah ilallah, talim wa ta'allum, calling people towards Allah, talim and ta'allum, learning and teaching, zikr ibadat, increasing our zikr, increasing our ibadat, and khidmat, serving one another for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected elders and dear brothers, today we know the halat of the ummah. Just take the areas around Maritzburg, you'll find about 20 areas. Around Durban, in Phoenix, whether it's in Overport, whether it's in Chatsworth, another, what you call, 20, 25 areas in Phoenix, Wellham and Tongat got 20 areas, Chatsworth got about 15 areas, the whole of Spingo, Mierbank, right to Malagasy, and other areas, another 15 areas, there are many Musliman, but we find that 60%, 70% are not reading 5-time namaz, my dear brothers. 50-60%, 6 out of 10, some areas, 7 out of 10, are not performing 5-time namaz. And these are all our neighbors, these 100 areas from Maritzburg, right till the end of Spingo, Folweni, Molweni, Malagasy, Alhamdulillah, ulama are going there for madrasa. But we have to have that concern at heart. That people are far from deen. One Musliman missing salat is like he has lost all his family and property. One Musliman missing salat is like he has lost all his family and property. Big fire in his house. Big fire in his house, my dear brothers. Allahu Akbar. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives similarity of fire. Even those not coming for Salatul Jamaat, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wished to tell the boys to collect some firewood and burn the houses. And then the people who are leaving out the Faraz Salat, the Faraiz, the fire is even bigger. The fire is even bigger because the Hadith says, that rise up, O children of Adam, and put out the fire you have kindled, you have put on by committing sins. And to leave Faraiz is a major sin. It takes a person to the boundary of Islam. Person leaves a Faraiz, he lands in the boundary of Islam. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَا يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ. The people are those who worship Allah on the boundary. When they are at ease, they perform Salat, one, two Salat. They come for Juma. When difficulties come, they leave it. It's a great loss. In the 17th Sipar, Allah Ta'ala says that خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. They lose out in this world and the Akhirat. So therefore, my respected elderly brothers, the simple hadith, always remember it. Irhamu man fil ard. Have mercy for the people of the earth. Allah Jalla Shanu will have mercy on you. Zameen walo par raham karo. Asman mein Allah bari. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tum par raham farmayenge. We all are looking for the rahmat of Allah. We all are looking for good conditions, my dear brothers. It is our duty also to give some time in the path of Allah, 3 days a month, 40 days a year, come out and go around. MashaAllah, Jamaat from Spingo Beach is working. They went right through Jozini, Zululand, Swaziland border. And they worked in the Stenga and surroundings for about 10 days. Alhamdulillah, they are with us in Phoenix. And going up and down and meeting the people and calling them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, in Ramadan we see so much of sadqa is given, charity is given. As-sadaqatu tudfi'u ghadab ar-rabb. Sadqa takes away the anger of Allah. But that is small raham. What is big raham? That Allah's bandas must come towards Allah. Allah's bandas must come towards Allah. And what will be happening in the process? That you will be coming closer to Allah Ta'ala. He said, jitni qurbani, itni Allah ki meherbani. Jitni qurbani, itni Allah ki meherbani. According to our qurbani, you get the favors of Allah Ta'ala. You become kareeb to Allah. You come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ فَرَوْحُ وَرِيحَانُ وَجَنَّةُ نَعِيمٌ. For those muqarrab, close servants of Allah, Allah has promised for them the fragrances, the flowers of Jannat, and His favors will be showered in this world also. So let us all make niyat, inshaAllah ta'ala, that we will try to come to the ishtima also. MashaAllah, buses are arranged from every area. Contact the Zimidar brothers there. And make near to give some time in the path of Allah. Everybody say, I'm very busy. Doctor says, I'm very busy in the surgery. Businessman is busy in his shop, teacher in the school, Molana in the madrasa. Malikul Maut says, I'm also very busy. Malikul Maut says, I'm very busy. Just as for this petrol tank, we find that 1 hour breakfast, lunch and supper. Like that every day, 1 hour, take out and go and meet the people for the sake of Allah. The in-gash, the out-gash. Sometime. Ungli katakar, shahido mein naam likha do. That was a concern of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. His chest, lo azizun ka azizil mirjal, that his chest was like a boiling kettle. Crying for the ummat, ya Rabbi ummati, ya Allah, give the people hidayat. Alhamdulillah, my dear, it was a great opportunity. Many great ulama are coming from Pakistan, from India also, and many jamaats from overseas. Medina Jamaat is also around. It's a great opportunity to come, inshallah. Buses are arranged. Encourage one another. It is not only a tashkil for certain people, but it's for the whole ummat. The love of Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to increase our sacrifice and make some effort for Allah's deen. So that Allah's deen must come alive. Allah must set good conditions in the ummah. So many places Muslims are in difficulty. Thousands are being killed. May Allah Ta'ala bring about good conditions in Palestine and Gaza. Allah Ta'ala took over Jamaat there. Very, very nice people. Conscious people of Allah. You don't know way, way in the world that Muslims are far from deen and way, way their difficulties are coming. May Allah Ta'ala save us from difficulties. May Allah Ta'ala bring good conditions of the Ummah. May Allah Ta'ala accept us to strive for the deen of Allah so that on the day of Qiyamat, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam may embrace us and say, these are my Ummatis who worked for my deen at a time when deen was coming out from the lives of the people. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will give us Jam-e Kausar with his Mubarak hands, never to feel thirsty again. May Allah make us from those who really have true love for Allah and Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah bil alamin. The dates are 9th, 10th and 11th August. That is next Friday, Saturday and Sunday. May Allah Pak give us tawfiq. Those who haven't made the sunnat, may please do so before the khutbah, inshallah. Basil Avil from the masjid, contact the Zimmedar brothers, inshallah.